First Energy will pay a $230 million fine in a plea deal with federal prosecutors in the investigation into the $1.6 billion bailout for Ohio's two nuclear energy plants. But some are saying state leaders have not done enough to prevent backroom dealing that can lead to scandals like this. First Energy's plea comes in the $61 million bribery case in which prosecutors say Republican former Speaker Larry Householder and the other defendants used First Energy money to pass the bailout known as House Bill 6. First Energy's former subsidiary owned the power plants. But some say the deal underscores the need to look further.
So we should not look at this as a one-off.
Common Cause Ohio's Catherine Turser points out a string of scandals involving charter schools, payday lending, and CoinGate, the questionable investments made involving Bureau of Workers' Compensation funds in 2005. And she says the latest scandal shows the need for something she's been clamoring for years, disclosure of who's donating money and where.
That if we don't create greater transparency, we're just going to end up where we started. We're just going to have scandal after embarrassing scandal after embarrassing scandal. And that means we need to actually create greater transparency so that, in fact, our elected officials are accountable to everyday Ohioans, to the voters, rather than to wealthy special interests.
Bruce Weston is with the Ohio Consumers Council, the agency charged with representing consumers. He agrees transparency is needed.
Justice is also a longer road, and that road should lead to state reforms, reforms that curb the utility's political influence. Utility influence has been costing Ohioans money on their utility bills.
And Weston says it's utility customers who end up paying the price. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Vipal Patel, says transparency in this case was difficult because First Energy and others involved in the scandal made use of those dark money groups.
This effort would not have been possible, both in the nature and volume of money provided, without the use of 501c4. You know, these are supposed to be, under the code, social welfare organizations, right? Social welfare organizations. Do you all see a lot of social welfare going on? I don't.
As part of this agreement, Patel says First Energy will make its 501c4 donations transparent to the public, but that's only for this calendar year, not for the past couple of years when the wrongdoing is alleged to have taken place. Use of 501c4s is defended by Attorneys for Householder, who was expelled from the House last month. They said the money that went to Generation Now, a nonprofit entity that fought a potential repeal of the bailout, were political contributions protected by the First Amendment. Householder has maintained his innocence. The agreement also shows First Energy paid $4 million to a public official thought to be the former head of the Public Utilities Commission, Sam Randazzo. His house was raided last year, and he resigned, but he's not been charged with any crimes. Governor Mike DeWine, who appointed Randazzo as PUCO chair, said in a written statement, if Randazzo has done something improper, DeWine didn't know about it.
It's time for him to tell the people of Ohio what he knew and when he knew it in regards to First Energy.
That's Nan Whaley, the Democratic Dayton mayor who's challenging DeWine's re-election next year. She's made stopping public corruption part of her platform by requiring more transparency.
We have to root this out. It requires action. And frankly, since nobody is willing to do anything because they've all benefited from this corrupt system, it's time for fresh leadership.
But controversy surrounding House Bill 6 was oscillating like a fan on a hot summer day during the 2020 election. Yet few politicians were put on the hot seat over it. And as Common Cause's Turser points out, previous legislation to increase accountability has been put on the back burner. So it's questionable what impact, if any, this issue will have in minds of voters next fall. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.